God loves you. This is the last of my Advent series on belovedness. I've been proceeding in the faith that we have something to learn together about working on belovedness. And I believe that when we work on our belovedness, we then grow in our capacity to be in community in depth. And I'm proceeding with the faith that every week there's going to be a word in Scripture about belovedness. And today, in fact, the word beloved is used in Romans. But I want to change it a little bit. And I want you to imagine that the word that was just read was this: to all God's beloved in San Rafael, who are called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. So imagine our patron saint, Paul, has written us a letter. And we've heard about him. Some of us have met him. Others know him by reputation. And among those of us who have a particular hunger for God, we're really drawn to him. We find him intriguing, inspiring, and a little scary. We know he's planning on coming to San Rafael, and he's sending us this letter as a kind of preparation to meet him. We'll get to meet him in person, not yet. So he writes us this letter, and in the introduction, he concludes the introduction with those words: to all God's beloved in San Rafael who are called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So it starts, I'm going to break this into two parts. It starts, to all God's beloved in San Rafael who are called to be saints. So does that apply to you? Does it apply to me? Like, you know, if he'd written to all the Bohemian Canadians, I would know, okay, that's not me. He's not talking about me. But he's writing to God's beloved. So does that apply to me? Is he writing to me when he writes God's beloved? Well, maybe I'll have to pay attention to that one. So God's beloved and then called to be saints. Is that me? Is that you? Are you called to be a saint? Well, what would the opposite be? A sinner? Are you called to be a sinner? Are you a sinner? There's one of the most compelling churches in America is a church in Denver called the Church of All Sinners and Saints. And it was started by a woman who had been an addict and something of a slut and just had a completely dissolute life, and then went to seminary, became a Lutheran pastor, and went and started this church in Denver specifically for people who were like her or like what she used to be. So she started attracting all the people who were wrecks and addicts and whose lives were a complete mess, and it turned into a total success. They all came together. They loved each other. And then after several years of growth and goodness and the rest of it, they reached a crisis point, because all of a sudden, normal people started showing up. And they had no idea what to do with people who seemed to have it all together. Church of All Sinners and Saints. The key word, I suppose, in what Paul writes isn't saints, it's called. Maybe it applies to me or to you if somewhere in you is some little voice that yearns to be good, to be loving, to be true, to be humble, a saint, if you feel that call somewhere. So if you're beloved by God and if you're called to be a saint, what do you get? Well, that's what Paul describes in the next verse. He writes, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. That seems to be the payoff for feeling beloved and for being called to be a saint, that you get grace and peace. Well, what's grace? Well, whatever it is, it's unearned. You don't have to do anything. It's free. Rick Luoni, you may remember Rick Luoni, he used to be in advertising. And he said that what he learned in advertising is the two most compelling words for advertising were you and free. But if you're like me and you see the word free, the next thing you think is, what's the catch? So grace, to me, is free. What's the catch? Now, peace, that's a little easier. What's the opposite of peace? War, argument, divorce, alienation. What's peace? It's still. It's silent. It's at ease. Rest. I do want those things. So, let me loop back around here, run down the checklist from these verses and see if it applies to me and maybe to you too. To all God's beloved in San Rafael, is there some voice in me calling me to be good? Yeah, if I'm attentive, I can hear that. I feel that. Do I believe that God gives me free stuff and that there isn't a catch? Yes and no. On one hand, I do believe there's no one thing that God wants. On the other hand, I believe the only thing God wants is all of me. So there is kind of a catch there. And then peace. Do I want peace? Above all, peace, silence, stillness, rest. Yes, I want those things. Does that mean that I am God's beloved? Go in peace.